Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson. Very pleased to have back with us, with me today, John Rubino. John, welcome.
Hey, Chris. Good to talk to you again. As usual. Yeah, as usual.
I know. So I don't know. Where do we start? So this is Wednesday. It's 4 o'clock. I'm looking at the markets here. And again, there was some overnight weakness, some mysterious like ruler straight buying all through the middle of the day, maybe a little weakness at the end. I don't know. You know, are we finally going to have any sort of a correction in the stock market? Is this possibly where it starts? Or is this just another dip to be bought with vigor?
Well, when and if it starts, this is how it'll look. But yeah, we can't know whether this is it or this is just a 2% squiggle that will be followed by a 10% pop. You know, that we won't know until after the fact. But I tell you what, to put this in context, there's a lot of stuff going on that that is typical of end of cycle financial behavior.
Typical. You know,
for instance, in cycles, you get an economy that grows and grows and grows, and then it shows some signs of overheating. And we've got that now in some ways. You know, mortgage debt is now pretty close to the record level that it hit back in 2005, 2006. Student loans are at a record level. Credit card debt is at a record level. Auto loans, of course, have surged, and they're at they've blown through any previous records. And usually when you see stuff like that start to happen, you know, froth in various parts of the financial market, central banks get a little spooked and they start to tighten, which we're also seeing, at least in the U.S., right? We're raising interest rates a little bit.
But it's a faux tightening again, because they're not actually draining liquidity. They're just making money more expensive. Big difference.
Well, the Fed's balance sheet is shrinking a bit now. So you're right. It's not a dramatic tightening, but the trend has changed a bit. And we're seeing some of the stuff that kind of a trend change usually leads to start to happen. You know, the yield curve is plunging now. That's the difference between long-term bonds and short-term bonds yields. And traditionally, it gets up to like 3% during a recovery. In other words, long-term interest rates are higher than short-term interest rates, which is good for banks because they can borrow short at low rates and lend long and make a nice spread. But the yield curve is starting to compress. You know, we've gone from 3% or so to 1%, and it's dropping pretty quickly right now. And usually when you get below 1 or below 0, a recession follows a year or so later. So we're not far from zero on the present course. And if we drop below that, then you've got a fairly reliable contraction indicator there. And that's reflected also in, you know, junk bonds behaving badly. And as you said, stocks were down and subprime auto loans are starting to see a spike in defaults. The private label auto loans that are packaged into asset-backed bonds, their default rate is almost 10% right now, which is, you know, that's financial crisis level in that one little tiny sector. So we're seeing a lot of stuff that points towards instability. And the question is, are those things just, are they not important in the scheme of things, and will they be replaced soon by indicators that point towards more robust growth? Yeah, you know, we won't know. But right now, there is a lot to point to and be worried about.
Now, that high yield has caught me a little bit, because what I'm looking for at the tail end of an expansion like this is for the liquidity to dry up. Now you mentioned that the Fed's balance sheet is shrinking, which for those listening, that would mean liquidity is tightening up. The Fed's doing the reverse of monetary printing. The money comes home and goes poof. But the last, I think last week it like shrank by 300 million or something. Million with an M. You know, I think it was just, I think it would take like 40 million weeks for that to like get back down or some ridiculous thing like that. So I'm not really looking too much there at what the Fed's doing yet, but the high yield, that's interesting. So those, you know, we saw a really, really big, robust advance in high yield junk bonds from starting, I guess it was probably like early 2016, somewhere in there, you know, with the everything bounce that gave us you know, frosting on the everything bubble. So, but now they really seem to be, you know, selling off. And to me, that suggests tightening liquidity. And I'm sure you heard this one too. I saw this on Mish, where the actual price of the default, that based on the price of junk bonds in Europe, they were implying a -1% default rate.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.